Hey, new season, same great song.
2020, baby.
2020, baby. Welcome to the MattCast, season two, episode one. I'm your host, Matt Chandler, along with my co-host,
Matt Williams.
What up, everybody?
I tell you what, it's good to be back in our new studio.
New studio. Man, we're living the high life now, man.
Yeah, this is giving us the opportunity to put out much more content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So where have you been the last 6 months?
Okay, let me break it down real quick. So we took a small hiatus, MattCast did.
Yeah.
Had Christmas. I tell you what, Christmas was a beautiful time. It feels like forever ago now.
I know, man. It's like almost here again.
And
maybe just in my mind.
Right. So exiting Christmas, for me, is difficult because I just feel like you're coming off the high of the holidays. So we entered 2020 and Australia, those guys were on fire. We had
You mean literally they were on fire.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
And just to clarify, you weren't high coming out of Christmas. What? You were coming off a high, like you weren't emotionally.
That's right.
Yeah. Just to clarify for our listening audience.
Yeah, that's right. Emotional high. It's something that I have to work through, focus on the positives. But so we enter 2020, and if you woke up to, and you do memes, everybody's talking about World War III.
Yeah.
When you wake up for 2020, so you had World War III, you had Australia on fire. You're like, what is going on here?
Can we reset the year?
Right.
Yeah.
And then now we have an invisible enemy.
Yes. What lies beneath?
By the name of Corville 1911.
Oh, my gosh. Well, if it's your first time tuning into MattCast, thanks for listening all around the world. So the one guy in Mexico, thank you for tuning in. Gracias. But we want you to go on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and find the MattCast. Like us, follow us, subscribe, all those kind of things.
That's right. Our Mexico friend, our Ukrainian friend.
Yes.
And a shout out, you know who you are, to our monthly sponsor.
Yes. Thank you. If you're a monthly subscriber through the Anchor app, we want to thank you for sponsoring MattCast. It helped build all of this.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And we got more content to come. We have multiple series coming up. We have kind of our goofball series. You take on a persona as well as I do.
Are you talking about my cousin, Bo? Wow. It's not a persona, okay? He's a real person, and he has feelings too, okay?
That's right. So we got Bo Evans.
Come on, man.
And we got Charles Knobs.
There he is.
Charles Knobs. He's a... tell us a little bit about Bo Evans real quick.
Bo is one of those simple-minded guys. You know, he keeps things pretty simple. He's actually, he's held a lot of jobs, but not for very long, you know. He just marches to a different drummer, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like multiple drummers. but he really has a heart to help people. He just doesn't know what he's talking about, but he tries.
Right. And he's very confident in his trying.
Very confident. Yes, he is.
So a little bit about Charles Knobs.
Yeah.
Charles is also a confident fellow as well. He does a lot of entrepreneurial stuff, multiple businesses. And so, but he's kind of like one of those dirty con artist guys.
One of those guys?
Yeah. So he has his own construction company. He's... got some kind of dealings with the oil industry. I'm not sure what's going on there.
Wasn't he one of the original investors in Enron?
Yes, he was. Mm. In fact, he kind of was the lead guy.
Almost lost my coffee everywhere, bro. Wow.
That's right. So in Charles Knobs, he also does real estate. Though it's not 100%. I haven't figured it out whether or not he actually owns any houses or if he... Or if he's just like making this up as he goes along.
I'm not sure if he knows.
I don't think he does.
So. But he's a great salesman.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got our kind of our goofball series. We've got a few characters thrown in there.
Yeah.
And we also have some shorts that we're we're throwing up, not pants.
Just clarify, man. You said shorts, so I was just wanting to know.
Short clips.
That's good stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited about what's coming out. Tell your friends to go like us online, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We're everywhere. Everywhere you want to be. Isn't that a slogan for somebody?
I don't know. But
I don't know
it's everywhere where everybody knows your name.
Speaking of which, I got my Cheers cup, my Sam Malone coffee mug.
So let me get this straight. Tell me, this coffee mug, where did that coffee mug come from?
This came from originally China. China. And Cheers, Sam Malone was a recovering alcoholic. Therefore, he did not drink any alcohol on the show. So he was always drinking coffee out of one of these old school brown diner mugs. I'm watching it about 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. Thought, you know, I wonder if eBay has any of those brown coffee mugs. It's kind of nice, retro. Sure enough, got a pack of two from some guy in Ohio. And now I have my Sam Malone coffee mug.
You got a pack of two?
Pack of two.
You're not going to share with the class? You gave me one that's chipped and partially broken over here. I'm pretty sure I cut my lip on the rim of the cup. It's ceramic.
It's budget, man. We need more monthly subscribers, so if you're listening, we'd appreciate that so we can have more coffee mugs that are not dangerous.
Yeah.
Especially maybe, since you're anemic, you know. So
maybe we can upgrade the coffee in the studio to something other than great value.
Hey, it's a great value, man.
Give me some, like, McCafe or something.
Oh, man. Yeah, some Starbucks pods. No? Okay.
No. Speaking of Starbucks, have you been to a Is Starbucks open right now?
I don't think anything's open, bro. Pretty sure that everything has closed its doors for the next foreseeable future. And I'll say this. For the first time in my married life, we are saving so much money by not eating out. My wife doesn't have the problem, but I do. I mean, it's just convenient, you know. You eat lunch and you're out running errands and you get hungry again, you stop and grab a meal, a snack.
Mm.
Yeah.
How often do you stop? How often a day do you stop?
On an average day, about 3 or 4 times.
That's significant. That's more than the normal meals in a day.
Well, see, I have this system where I eat all day long.
Okay.
And they say it's better for you so you don't put as much weight as opposed to the opposite. Yeah. Now, I think the key, though, is what you eat is important.
Right.
But, you know, it is what it is.
What do you eat?
Whatever's available. your basic food groups, your corn dogs, your hot dogs, your pizzas, your Mexican food like Taco Bell.
Right.
You know? Can we say that? Your Hispanic foods like Taco Bell, things like that, you know? So that's, I mean, you know, but I haven't eaten any of that stuff. I'm getting excited to hit my microphone. It's mostly been home cooking, you know?
Yeah. I've been eating a lot of sandwiches. Frankly, I'm starting to get tired of sandwiches.
Mm.
So my wife, she bought a bunch of bread, ran out of bread. She said, hey, don't worry. There's some bread in the freezer. I said, excuse me? She said, open up the freezer. I proceeded to open up the freezer. Open up the freezer. And there's loaves of frozen bread in the freezer. What's up with that?
I got one to top it. You ready for this?
Well, I had to take an ice pick to the loaves.
So our wives are similar in their personality, almost identical in their personality. And mine came home the other day from a grocery pickup with these little packets of things. And she said, hey, we're going to start making our own bread. This is yeast. We're going to start making our own. I'm like, what's this wee stuff? Are we like Amish now? What in the world? Well, we got, you know, just, we're going to make our own bread now. Like, no.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Nope. So between frozen bread and homemade bread, there will not be a bread shortage at our homes.
That was a strong laugh, only because I can picture myself being in that situation. Excuse me?
We don't have a bread maker. Well, we have yeast. Okay, fantastic.
I found this butter churner out back. We're going to start churning our own butter, too.
You want ice cream? Here's a bucket and some ice and some crystal salt stuff. Get to working.
Tell you what, the Amish had it down from the get-go. They didn't let the world sway them from their ways. They're probably the least affected.
Brother Jedediah, leading the clan. Oh, yeah. Hey, speaking of food, though, I do want to give two shout-outs. First is to a local grocery store. Listen, if you have wherever you're listening from, you have a local grocer that you go to, celebrate them. Tell them thank you for what they're doing, keeping their business open and shelves stocked for you guys so you have supplies during this quarantine time. And I also want to give a shout-out to Water Tree. We have a location here where we're at, and they have been providing high-quality H2O, Bobby Boucher style, for the community. And there's locations all over the country, all the way from Washington and Ohio, all to the Midwest of Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, all those different areas. But anyway, thank you guys for doing what you do, keeping us healthy, or trying to anyway, and really hurting the stocks of Taco Bell and McDonald's.
I've had Water Tree water. It's pretty good.
What alkaline they do, water?
Yeah, yeah. It's a pretty intricate system. They take water and they... and they filter it.
Yes. This water, is it coming from the water hose?
I don't know. I don't know if it's city water. I'm assuming it is. I've got no clue.
It's like the secret of a nice five-star restaurant kitchen. You don't see inside the kitchen how they make the food. You just know when you get it. Man, it's good. It's real good.
But I watched a video they posted. Yeah, this is a while back. She drinks water provided by the municipal, whatever, and then she drinks her water, or another person drinks her water. She puts dye that reacts with like chlorine or something like that in her mouth, and the municipal water like lights up under UV. I can't remember how it goes.
So what you're saying is they're putting glowing toxins in our body?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying like they added a dye to activate whatever wasn't being filtered by the city water.
I was going
to
say, I was going to call Aaron Brockovich, but, you know. Do you have any idea who Aaron Brockovich is?
Yeah, she was on $1 Million Baby, right?
Oh, man, you better get your Google out.
Or was she in that Aaron Brockovich film? Is that the same person?
Well, it's about her. Yes, that's right. We're going to have a movie night this week. We're going to be self-quarantined and doing this. We're not breaking the law right now, are we, by being together in the studio?
I took a lot of back roads to get here.
Fantastic. Hey, so what has been the hardest thing for you, though, for quarantine? What's been the hardest struggle for you?
Sneaking down the back roads in my diesel truck. Because, like, people are like, where's that moving vehicle coming from?
Yeah.
The hardest thing for me has been being social. I'm not very good at the Facebooks and the MySpaces. Mm. But it's just being socially active. I miss the person-to-person involvement. I can't tell you how many times I feel retarded going to shake somebody's hands and they just look at me like, are you retarded?
Wow.
Like, yeah. Have you seen that clip of, was it Prince Edward, where he's constantly trying to shake people's hands and they're like, sir, they're like trying to be respectful. They're like, no, we're not shaking hands right now. He's like, oh yeah. He goes to the next person and reaches out to shake their hand.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Google it. But,
Google it.
Mm. But, yeah, that's for me. What about you?
Yeah. I think it's been the same thing. Just for our viewers to know, I haven't physically seen Matt in probably, I don't know. It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, I also had a severe case of laryngitis. I lost my voice.
We might have to go get you tested once this episode's over, and test myself as well. Now, I think for me it's the same thing. It's just, you know, I like me time, but man, not having time with other people. I feed off of that. I mean, I could feed off of it for so long and then I have to go back and be by myself, you know, right. But it's been actually kind of good at the same time. So it's been one of those weird deals where it's like I miss seeing people and being able to just go and take care of business. But it's also been nice just being at home with the kids and my wife and just hanging out, you know. We're getting work done periodically throughout the day and playing games at night and stuff like that, doing a lot of walking in the neighborhood, riding bikes, stuff like that, you know. So, yeah, that's it's been my experience, too. I do miss people.
Yeah.
Some people.
What I find to be the most positive right now for me is we've got a little bit of land where we're at, and we got a pool. So springtime came around, and, man, this just gave me an opportunity to take care of a lot of things around the house that I haven't really had time to. So
that's good.
Manicuring that yard, clearing out the tree line, tending to the pool. The pool looks immaculate now.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're going to post his address when we're done with this in the comment section. So if you'd like to go by and take a dip, you are more than welcome.
I got a few cans of Skull laying around too, man.
Regular can of tobacco? No, says I. Ninja Star.
What?
Ninja you don't know Diamond Dave, whatever his name is? The Kung Fu Ninja guy?
I don't know where he
was. Oh my gosh, guys, I'm sure people are listening like, what is this dude, like a hermit? You got to go find this guy.
Speaking of unique characters online, have you seen this Tiger King documentary?
Yes.
You've seen
I've seen about, I say a quarter, maybe halfway through the documentary, yeah.
Oh my word. I saw the trailer for the Netflix original.
Crazy.
If you're listening, you haven't, Tiger King, Google it.
There's a lot of language in it. I will say that. There's a lot of hard language in there.
Just stick to the trailer.
Trailer gives you enough, believe me.
Yeah, for sure. I've just seen the trailer, and I was blown away that this character exists in real life. This is like something you would see on something written by writers.
Yeah, it does seem like a David Spade movie or something. Yeah, Adam Sandler movie. What's scary is I feel like there's a chance he and I could be related.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I've got a whole sect of my family that talks that way, dresses that way.
Oh, no.
Would definitely sleep with lions and tigers and bears. Like, you know, like, hey, let's go have dinner together. Let's, you know, tuck each other in kind of thing. Just
he's just straddling that line. He's just getting closer.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's, I unfortunately have family that I could see doing that, you know. There's a good chance on me and Tiger King, Joe Exotic, we probably can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have a 23andMe report coming in, so there's a good chance we may find out that we're part of the same tree, just different branches.
Oh, yeah. Got a few forks in there, huh?
Yeah.
A few forks and a few spoons,
some sporks, too. Yeah, but
courtesy of our sponsor Taco Bell.
Man, we gotta quit saying that because now I'm hungry for it.
Are they open?
No. So President Trump signed a $2 trillion response bill for coronavirus.
It's huge.
$2 trillion.
Yes.
And so a bunch of Americans are gonna get a bunch of money. I say a bunch of money. They'll be getting some stimulus in to help offset some of the things they've been going through with the downside of this whole coronavirus thing. And there's going to be benefits for individuals and married couples with kids and things like that, you know. So let's just say you get in the mail a check for $3,000 from the stimulus package. What do you do with it?
I invested into Charles Knobs real estate school.
Okay.
What are you doing with yours?
Well, I'm doing nothing with it. My wife will put it into savings, I'm sure. You know, the smart, responsible thing.
Do we know how many people are in America right now?
I'm going to take a guess and say 9 billion. I have no idea. 6 billion, 7 billion.
I think there's only 7 billion in the world, right?
See, I was close.
327 million as of 2018.
So, see, I'm not far off from there.
How big is that stimulus package?
$2 trillion.
So let's do some quick mathematicians here.
Okay.
So we got, now this is an Android device, so I don't even know if it can go up to
it'll take trillion. A while. Y'all just bear with us.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Thousands, millions, billions, trillions. That's a lot.
Monopoly money, babe.
Okay, divided by
327,212,312. Okay, so I got 327,200,000 on here equals. That comes out to $61,000 per person. I don't think that's what that check is written for.
You're right, because some of it's going to business and funding other things as well. So,
gotcha.
But there is a scale they're going to have for Americans, and I think it's like if you make a certain amount of money or under, you qualify for a certain amount. Married couples, a certain amount of money or under, you qualify for a certain amount. If you have kids, it's like $500 a kid or something like that.
So to confirm, it's not based on your weight scale.
That's correct.
It's based on how much money you make. So the more money you make, the bigger your check is.
It's kind of like richer. It's kind of like golf. You know, the more you make, the less you get. As a matter of fact, if you make over a certain amount, you get nothing. You don't get some. You just get nothing. All
right. That's clear as mud right there.
Clear as mud.
Okay.
So $3,000. Let's say you get $3,000. What do you do with it?
It's probably going to pay the bills.
Yeah.
We're trying to float by during this time.
You know, it's one of those things when you get older, it's like, I mean, you can be stupid with money, but why?
I know, man.
You don't want to live in a box.
No, you don't. It's definitely, it's trying to find the balance of enjoying life because you know you can't take it with you.
Mm.
Leaving something for your kids when you do leave this earth. And then trying to be financially responsible so you can live, you know, till next Tuesday.
Right. I was going to say with the kids, I would see how nap time goes to determine, you know, how much they get. Yeah. The more naps you take, the more money you get, you know, kind of thing.
We started, what's the financial
freedom? Dave Ramsey.
Yeah, we started Dave Ramsey.
We had that same program.
Yeah, we started it with the kids last week.
That's awesome. So next episode, you should give us an update on how that's going, and we can give a recommendation. Matt and I were actually at Dave Ramsey Studios last year in Nashville. Mm-hmm. Got to tour the place and got some resources and pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. Did y'all start yours?
We have not yet.
Okay. It's actually going really well. You can they explain, you know, how each kid relates to – so, like, one kid won't respond to savings as the younger one or, you know –
which is real life.
Based on the age.
Right.
In general.
Yeah.
They'll understand different attributes. But I'm looking, yeah, it's fun.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
It's hurting my bank. So starting with small numbers, I accidentally like started with $5. So like every chore they do, they get $5. Well, that's adding up to be exponentially.
Well, yeah. Especially with any go-getter kids you may have. My goodness.
Yeah, so start with like 5 cents.
Mm.
Give them a penny.
Penny saved is a penny earned.
And see where that goes.
Right.
Because they don't know.
They don't know. They don't know. I mean, I have some fake money from China that looks like real American money that, you know, they wouldn't know.
Yeah, you should definitely.
That's probably not good, though, to deceive your kids. Don't do that, parents. If you're listening to this, don't deceive your kids. But don't give them $5 for a chore. My gosh.
Mm-hmm.
His kids are 6 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't do that.
6 and 3.
6 and 3.
I think, I don't know.
Wow.
6 and 3 is.
I think you're right.
It's got to be.
Well, there you go. So moving on, I did see where Elton John is having a concert. He's teamed up with Fox and iHeart Radio. Mm-hmm. He's going to have like Alicia Keys, Backstreet Boys, all the big 90s people that are just basically washed up now. They're trying to stay relevant. Tim McGraw,
wow.
Mariah Carey, those kind of people. And he has some new faces in there, but they're all going to be like in their living rooms, I guess, and like live streaming one big concert. So from their living room. So I don't know if they're going to have auto-tune. I mean, I guess you could put some of that stuff in there. You know, like Mariah Carey, you know she ain't hitting those notes anymore. But
because you know she ain't hitting those notes anymore. But, based on what? Based on what? Her age? Or
have
based
you
on...
seen her New Year's Eve performance from like 2 years ago?
No.
Okay, you need to get on Google.
Okay, I'll do that.
So anyway, I love Mariah Carey, you know. Sure. I'm a little upset, though, because I was not invited. Reached out to Elton's people and did not accept my invitation to join the party.
CNN posts Elton John to headline benefit concert amid corona pandemic.
What's crazy is he just had to quit halfway through his tour before corona because he lost his voice. I think what it is, I think he can't hit the notes anymore. He's using that excuse. I got to stop halfway through this, the concert here and postpone everything. I'm getting sick. No, you're just 74 years old, bro.
You know what's crazy? It's great people across the globe have had laryngitis all in unison.
Conspiracy.
I'm one of those.
That's the government, man. That is the government all over it.
Easy, Bo. Calm down, Bo.
He's coming out, man. He's coming out. I feel it. I feel it. So, favorite concert.
Billie Eilish will be there, being the performers. Will include Alicia Keys.
Oh, yeah.
Backstreet Boys.
Yep.
Is it eyelids or eyelash? I
thought it was eyelash. I have no idea.
Okay. Billie, fill in the blank.
Uh-huh.
Billie Joe Armstrong.
Again, another 90s washed up performer.
You remember Stretch Armstrong?
Yeah, his cousin?
Bro.
Wow.
Mariah.
Billy Joe. That must be his Trailer Park cousin.
Mariah Cairo and Tim McCraw.
Yeah. Yeah. These guys trying to stay relevant, you know?
Oh, boy. It's going to be filmed with their personal cell phones.
Well, this is going to really show the true artistry right here.
It'll be. Oh, so they're. I'm sorry. I didn't understand. They're all within their own homes.
Yes.
Like, that's what
from
I'm
their
saying.
Living rooms.
I thought they were going to combine in someone's
quarantine, bro. You can't meet together.
I got here, didn't I?
No one knows where here is, right?
No, nobody knows where our studio
exactly.
is. I haven't even told my wife. She's like, where's the studio? I'm like, you'll never know. And then she sees it's a nice place and she's like, where is the studio? I'm just not telling her. I've refused.
Well, as long as she didn't hear about the maid service and the cook that we have here,
yeah,
we'll be good.
She has no link to our account.
Perfect.
So she doesn't see dollars in, dollars out. She doesn't see the negatives.
Perfect.
The reds.
So what was your favorite concert before this Fox concert launches? What was your favorite concert ever that you've been to? I'll tell you mine.
Please.
So mine was, there's so many, but there was two in particular that I liked. And there's old 80s rock, 70s rock stuff, but it was the Doobie Brothers when I was in high school. And I know you don't like them. You think they're horrible, ridiculously talentless rockers. And then it should be in a rocking chair instead of a rock stage. But they were phenomenal. And then Brittany took me to see Journey, Foreigner, and Night Ranger, and they were super good.
Are we still gonna, do you think this is still gonna be going on?
I don't know. So Matt and I have plans to go see Journey with the Pretenders, Doobies with Michael McDonald, and Foreigner with Kansas and Europe. Mm-hmm. All this fall.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna be a great lineup if we can get all this stuff taken care of.
Yeah,
so that's good.
Make sure you put in your prayer requests so we can get this stuff knocked out.
Yes. So real quick, favorite concert. What is it? Who was it?
Sia.
Sia? I've never seen her before.
Oh, wait, that's not.
I was just telling somebody the other day that we're talking about Britney Spears, and they're like, you know, she's auto-tuned and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, whatever. I'm like, when her first album came out, I had the cassette tape, bro.
And whose first album? Oh, Britney.
Britney's.
Oh,
okay. And on the school bus, we had the little Walkman deal.
It's
the
Britney,
headphones.
Boys.
Down, down, down. Oh, baby, baby. So we blew that freaking thing
up.
Yeah, dude. Yep.
I don't think I had anything on cassette. I had my own recordings on cassette, but.
Oh, wow. We should find those and play those.
Home Alone Talkman.
Yep.
I had one of those. So, I did. I had Queen on cassette. Oh, yeah.
That's
not bad. And I recorded over it, me singing with them. Because you could do that on the Talkman.
That's right.
You could record over.
That's right. I used to have an old radio that you could do the same thing. You could press play and then record at the same time, so you could play back and sing on top of it. So I would actually record a karaoke version of something and then play back over it and sing to it.
Smart. I wonder if we should do that now with today's technology. Should we maybe sing some songs? Should we do our own songs?
I'm totally down for that. I mean, I've got the old six string here in the studio. Wouldn't be much to write some stuff down, man, and, you know, produce it. If Tiger King can do it and lip sync and make money off of it,
yeah,
do you know he did that? He put out this country music albums, like two or three of them.
I saw him standing on a truck. So.
But he's not actually singing. It's a band called the Clinton
Johnson
Band or something like that, and they're actually singing. He's just lip syncing to it. It's about tigers and lions and stuff like that.
But so they produce the music.
They sing the music.
He buys the music?
No, he puts it out like it's himself.
That's what. How does he do that? That's what I'm saying. Like, does he
ghostwriter? I guess, you know, like for a book.
Ghostwriter. What does he have to do with any of this?
You know, Nicolas Cage.
Batman. Are we just naming random heroes?
But like, you have a ghostwriter for a book. You can, I guess you can have a ghost singer for an album.
Nice change up.
You like that?
Yeah. So okay. So I guess. Okay.
Whatever. So anyway. All right, final thoughts for today's first episode. It's been a really good one. Really appreciate the fact that you and I can be together, even though we're probably sharing germs right now.
Yeah, we are. I didn't bring my tape measure, but
we're not 6 feet, but we're close.
So close.
We're closer now.
Yeah. Final thoughts. So if you listen to last season, we had a segment, Take It to the Mat, where we kind of discussed some serious stuff. Yeah, there's just a few things that we, I'd kind of like to see some input on, feedback, comment, email, text, what have you. In this time of COVID-19, mm-hmm. what are our viewers doing to stay positive? I know it's going to be kind of hard when you're locked in, especially, don't get offended. Okay. So we both have wives and we have kids. That alone has enough going on to keep you like distracted. But those who are single, live alone, maybe some of the elderly, I feel like it's getting darker and darker more. But those who don't have a lot of, they're actually in isolation. Like, what are you doing to stay positive, to keep your mind moving?
Yeah.
You know, I just want to hear back.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. We'd like to hear for sure, because I think you're right. There are some people who are single, older, that they're already feeling isolated to begin with, and now it's like really ramped up when everyone is isolated. Mm-hmm. And you can be alone with yourself and mentally put yourself in a dark place pretty quick if you're not careful.
Yeah. And like, so from our perspective, when we go outside, we have wide open spaces, right? Just nothing but nature.
Dixie chicks, baby.
When I just don't know how I would respond if I was in the city, like,
yeah,
you know, high rises. You know, you walk outside and you look, or you look down at your street and it's like vacant.
Yeah.
You know, like New York City, for example.
Forget about it, all right?
Yeah, you look down and you usually see taxis on the street. But
or rats.
I guess.
You dirty rat, you.
But people be like looking down, like you see, you know, stuff on, I tell you what, nah, I ain't going to go there.
You know, when I was in the Bronx, last time I was in the Bronx, within a matter of 30 minutes, we saw like 15 cars broken into in a matter of like 20, 30 minutes.
What?
Looking down from our window of this building we were in. And the rats are like tamed squirrels out there, man. They're just like looking for food. They don't care where you are. Just get out of the way, all right? Move over. They know karate. They will drop you real quick if you get in their way. You're getting their food from the trash cans and stuff. But yeah, that's the Bronx for you, man.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry.
So hit us up with that feedback. What you're doing, stay positive. Some encouraging words. It is important to stay positive. So whatever you gotta do, reach out to your friends on the interwebs, maybe do some social chatting. Sometimes it's good to hear somebody else's voice. So jump in a voice chat with your friends. That's a really good exercise. I know I've got a group that we do movie night every once in a while on an app called Discord. I think that's how you say it. Discord.
Are you pirating movies?
No. It's just screen sharing.
Okay, I got you.
I cannot speak of the origin of the movie. I can only innocently assume that it is legally purchased and is screen shared. So we all get to watch a movie together.
Nice.
So, and we all get to actually hear each other when someone's talking during the movie. So it's fun. It's unique. That
sounds painful to me.
Not everybody talks, but like during a funny moment, like everybody gets to laugh. So you get to hear your friends laugh. And then, yeah.
Because that's a huge pet peeve, going to the theater, and once the movie starts, like, shut up.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear you. I don't hear you chew.
Oh, I did get told to shut up one time. I made a joke about one. There was a one-liner said, and I was like, that's what she said. And I was like, apparently somebody else didn't find it funny. They were like, shh.
I was like, wow, you got shushed.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. But yeah, we like to hear from you about what you're doing to stay mentally fit. What are you doing
to stay mentally fit?
Yeah.
Well, this last week I did a lot of yard work. That's good. I also my business falls in the essential business category, deemed by our county right now, which is a huge blessing to me. So I'm able to keep some of these other jobs going, which also keep me busy.
Sure.
So I've been fortunate enough to stay engaged on multiple angles. But the kids, when I'm at home, it's one thing to like be in your normal busy day and try to be intentional. And it's funny how our level of intentional, like what I thought to be intentional 3 months ago is completely different than what I think it is now.
Sure.
So like being intentional now is like, I get to like really hang on to my kids and bring them out to the pool, and they help me work in the yard. And like, I feel like 3 months ago when I was like, yeah, make sure you're being intentional, it's like, make sure you're like talking to your kids. You know what I'm saying?
Acknowledge them when they say dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, what?
I'm like, yeah, I was pat myself on the back. I was really intentional. Like, it only took four dads for me to respond.
That's right.
Hey, dad.
That's right.
Dad.
Little Stewie, shut up. Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. So that's what I've been doing.
That's good. Yeah, us too. I think a lot of that's just been doing things we normally would just do every once in a while. We're doing a lot more walks, bike rides, board games, stuff like that. It's all good until your youngest one loses pieces to the board game, and it becomes frustrating. You need to move on to the next thing, you know. Mm-hmm. But, no, yeah, it's good.
I'll tell you what, it's been such a... I know there's the financial stress of this stuff.
Sure.
But what I want people to understand is there is such a huge... So you have the financial aspect of it, but there's another thing called time.
Mm.
So we've been given a huge amount of time with this isolation.
Yeah.
So I can't necessarily speak to those who are isolated individually and they're not around other people. Like I said, I would just lean on technology, you know, call people up, listen to their voice, have a conversation, get in a group chat, like, you know, do what you can there. But I went to one of the other properties the other day, and I literally saw so many people riding their bikes around.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just like, I'm like, there's never been this many people. Like, they were fishing in the...
Taking in nature.
I mean, this is awesome. It's I feel encouraged seeing people on a larger scale, like, understand that, yeah, there might be a financial stress, but we just have this bulk of time that just wasn't available due to jobs and school and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think it's helped us learn how to press the pause button and really learn how to rest and relax and try to enjoy the time we have, because you don't get that back. No. You know, you're gonna get a job. You'll get your furloughed pay or whatever it is, you know, but you don't get your time back. And if you can develop some habits now that maybe you have to change once work starts up again, but if you develop it now, man, you're just setting yourself up for success mentally and emotionally.
Yeah.
And even physically, because that affects your physical, which we've already discussed that before. But yeah, it's real important to take care of your mind.
Yeah. I want to be able to look back on this season and say, like, yeah, I took that to the full advantage.
That's right. That's good stuff. Well, thanks for tuning in today to our MattCast Season 2, Episode 1. Don't forget to go on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, like, share, follow, commit to
subscribe.
Yeah. Whatever. And share it with your friends. Tell your friends to tune in. And again, we have so much stuff coming out soon with videos and short clips and things like that we're going to put on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff. So it's going to be worthwhile to check us out. And we look forward to hearing from all of you about what you're doing to keep yourself mentally fit. Matt, I'll give you the last word.
That was...